The Walleye Weekend Festival is likely to bring hundreds of anglers and boaters to Lake Winnebago, despite the lake being infected with viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS. The DNR has passed emergency rules aimed at users of the Winnebago system in an attempt to keep the virus from spreading. DNR Fisheries Supervisor Mike Staggs says he's concerned about the anglers taking back the virus to their home lakes. So he says the state has been in touch with fishing tournament organizers, asking them to remind people not to move water or live fish out of Winnebago.
We've also provided the tournament organizers with information on actual going farther and disinfecting their boats using a mild chlorine solution, and most of the organizers are cooperating with that also.
But the hope to contain the VHS virus in the Lake Winnebago system may also be growing more difficult, since the DNR learned that at high water, fish can get above the Fox River Dam at Montello. Meanwhile, some in the DNR say the virus threat may be pushing Congress closer to taking action on keeping contaminated ballast water out of the Great Lakes. Many scientists believe dirty ships brought VHS in from the oceans. Water Division Administrator Todd Ames backs more federal controls.
Certainly, we recognize that the way to deal with this most efficiently is with uniform federal standards.
But Ames says the DNR is also backing proposed state legislation on ballast water controls. If VHS is found in another inland water system, the restrictions on anglers and recreational boaters will go statewide. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.